strawberries in a field. Bluebells in the woods. Evening sunlight, broken gold, sprinkling through the trees. Chestnuts, berries, blossoms, bristles, thick like double cream. Peace to be, ends to be, things to be, oh yeah!
We present A Little of What You Fancy by H.E. Bates, starring David Jason as Pop Larkin and Pam Ferris as Ma Larkin. Adapted for radio in six parts by Eric Pringle. Title music by Pip Burley and Barry Gard, with incidental music by Barry Gard. Produced by Richard Bates and directed by Adrian Beef. Part 4.
This is Sister Trevelyan Pop, our new nurse.
How's?
She's all right. Girl after my own heart and yours. Let me take your pulse.
Yeah, you can take anything you want. It's all yours.
All right.
Yeah, amazing. I feel better already. Yeah, so, where have they been keeping you all this time?
Australia.
Australia? I had an uncle went out there once. He was a good-looking fella. Probably chased your mother.
Stop it. He's cheeky, sister. You have to watch him.
I like the cheeky patients. We get on. It's the groaners I can't deal with.
Well, don't encourage him, or before you know it, he'll be running you round like the hens, trying to make you lay.
Lay?
Oh, no. Oh, lay. Oh, what do you mean?
Let me get my strength up first.
You just calm down. Else you'll have your blood pressure right up by the time the doctor gets here. Then where would you be?
Bottom of the snake.
Yeah.
Perhaps a little wash would be pleasant before the doctor arrives, Mr. Larkin. A little freshener? I'll go and get some water.
Perfect. Just what I've been waiting for.
None of your hanky-panky larks with this one, Sid Larkin.
Oh, Sid Larkin, eh? This must be Sid.
Vanessa's a nice girl, comes of a very good family, so don't start any saucy tricks with her. She's not that type.
Oh, it never crossed my mind.
Keep still, though.
I didn't move. Balm, that is. Very soothing. You know something, sister, coming back from the dead is a marvel, but coming back to you is a miracle.
Flatterer.
No, straight up.
Would you like to be an expert yourself?
No, I don't think I would.
No?
No.
And why ever not?
Oh, no, I'm too weak.
Is it? Mr. Lark and little boys who don't do their homework can't expect to have any privileges, can they? I'll leave the sponge and water and you can think about it.
Oh. Failed again, have I?
Well, that depends how you look at it.
The way I look at it, this art job's a bleeding disaster.
Well, I expect the doctor will be here soon. You can tell him your nasty nurse wouldn't play. Let me see you. Face up. You look fine. Good boy. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
One week and it works wonders on him, Sister Trevelyan. He's still very weak, but his heart has settled down.
So are the spirits. They're very low, Doctor. I gather that for Mr. Larkin, that's most unusual.
The effect of the pills, I expect. They calm, but they tend to depress. But they're still necessary.
I'd like to do something for him. Could he not have visitors?
I don't see why not, so long as they don't excite him. And he can have a pillow. That might prop up his gloom a little.
We have a visitor, Mr. Larkin. Talks like a perfect English gentleman.
Looks like an absent-minded tramp. Says he's a British brigadier.
Frightfully sorry to hear of all this, Larkin. Damn bad turn of the wheel. Struck down when I heard it, plunged in gloom.
You look pretty perky to me, General. Act it and all. Up and down that window.
Yes.
What's so interesting out there? Thought you'd come to see me.
I have. So I have, of course I have.
Oh, well then.
There's an enormous collection of footbaths outside. It's curious. Had to wade through them to get to the door.
Yeah, army surplus. I'm selling them to landscape gardeners.
What for?
Flower urns. You can never tell what folk will put plants in next. What with chamber pots in it. It's a tidy profit, though, about 700%.
Ah, splendid. Splendid new item of scenic detail, too. Hand it to you.
What? Footballs?
The shape, man, the shape.
Shape? What shape?
Hanging out the washing. Get her by advertisement, stealth, subterfuge, bribery, or what?
Oh, so that's what all the exercise is about. That's my nurse, Sister Trevelyan. She's Australian. Angela got hold of her.
I heard rumours.
She's a very nice girl. Comes from a very good family.
Sensational.
Why don't you have a drink on before you boil over?
I say, could I?
Yeah, go all have a party. Help yourselves on the table.
Spend it. Knock up a tote peg for you while I'm here.
No legs.
No? Joke?
No joke. Right in one, General. I've been put on a wagon. Teetotal.
Oh.
Perhaps forever.
Good God. Under whose edict? New Rome encyclical or something?
Doctor put his foot down on me drinking hole.
Well, good God. Oh, good God.
Medicine, pills, heart for the use of.
Introduce me, Larkin. Introduce me.
Well, Sister Trevelyan, meet my friend of General.
Oh, Sante, my darling. Let me kiss your hand.
Oh, he's charming, isn't he?
Oh, charm the jam out of donuts. Bit of the real England, this sister. Relic of the old imperial.
India and all that?
India and very much all that.
Excuse me, while I give Mr. Larkin his pill?
That's certainly. I do. Just looking at her makes me feel like a general. What if I were to ask her round for a spot of light supper? Little salmon trout, if I can get here. And a good hock. Work on soda, advance, a tap. I hear you're from Australia, sister.
That's right, Melbourne.
Oh, I'd never have guessed it from your accent.
My mother was English, from Worcestershire. She was a Bressingham Coutts.
Was she, by Jove? Good grief. Unless I'm vastly mistaken, I once knew a relative of yours named Cicely.
My grandmother! Cicely Victoria!
That's her! Well, 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 small world, eh? Damn small world. By Christmas, Cicely Bressingham Coutts. India, it was cinder in the summertime. One of my very best seductions. Defences damned near impregnable. Had to use all weapons at disposal. Subterfuge, flanking manoeuvres, ambush. But in the end, surrender achieved. And what a glorious wrench it was. Oh, Cicely. Yeah, yes, we met in India. I knew her well. Not tolerably. Well, at least socially. You know, socially. Charming woman, charming.
Excuse me, am I still here? Oh, yeah, thought I was.
Was she married then?
Oh, no, must have vanished down a plug hole. Sorry, my mistake.
I think she... No, I don't remember. They were nearly all married. More fun that way. Better sport. Spice of danger.
I just wondered, only there's been a sort of scandal about her in the family. Well, that was in India, too.
Oh, yeah, was it?
Oh, India teemed with scandal. Gossips fed on it like termites. A scandal? Cicely didn't. She couldn't. Dear God, this girl may be my... Oh, by Jove, this is serious. Spikes the guns a bit. I can hardly start committing the unmentionable at my head. It's a bit beyond the pale. I have to draw the line somewhere. The granddaughters, anyway. Compromise.
Compromise?
Can I join in? You know, offer drinks or something? You know, I'm here to serve.
No, what I meant, perhaps you might care to drop in at my little place for a drink one evening, sisters. Very modest, I'm afraid, but I have a few old photographs of India lying about. We might peep through them, hmm?
Oh, I'd love to, Brigadier. I'd really love to.
You old dog. It ain't fair. It ruddy well ain't fair.
Time's up, Brigadier. Time to go.
Oh. Well, farewell, Larkin. I'll report at the same time tomorrow, if the medico permits.
Don't force yourself.
I couldn't keep away now. Press on, eh? Press on.
Morning, Pop.
Morning. What do you want, Charlie boy?
I've come to discuss the letter.
What letter?
The letter to the Miss Barnwells, to thank them for the throne. Ma told you about it.
No, I never said a word.
The letter won't take long. You just say what you'd like to say, and I'll put it down.
If you're putting it down, you might as well say it.
It needs to be personal.
I don't want to ring them up.
They're not on the telephone. Poor dear, can't afford it.
Well, it's about time they called them.
Right, let's get started, shall we? Dear Miss Barnwells. No, perhaps not. Let's say, dear Miss Effie and Miss Edna Barnwell. Then what?
Would you say thanks for the potty?
I don't think so, do you? Potty's hardly the word, not for two genteel ladies.
Well, what else is it?
It's a question of etiquette.
Well, they call it that now, do they?
Flabbergast. Dear Miss Effie and Miss Edna... Please forgive me, therefore, for not writing to you before. I do so now with the utmost thanks for the loan of the commode, which will be returned to you as soon as my doctor deems that I'm strong enough to resume normal activities. There. How's that?
Masterpiece.
If at any time you are passing this way, I should be delighted if you would pop in and see me. Well, now, Edna, isn't that nice?
And we shall pop, trust me.
I hope you will, ladies. He'll be delighted to see you.
Miss Carlton, there's actually something we've been wanting to speak to you about.
Something important.
Really? Well, here I am.
But not on the doorstep. Windows have eyes.
Roads have ears.
Roads. Oh, roads. Step inside, Mr. Carlton.
Certainly. I must say, I'm intrigued, ladies.
Have you heard the rumours?
Oh, it's desperate, isn't it?
Rumours? Desperate? I'm sorry.
Where have you been?
I really don't know.
You mean you haven't heard about the motorway?
Oh, this is getting worse than awful. Make a saint swear. No drink, no cigars, the old point of no return, like a complete washer, and a cap it all, Miles sleeping in a separate bedroom. Oh, that beats everything, that does. That takes some getting over. Oh, I want to wake up in the night and feel her beside me like a big, warm sand dune. But she ain't never there. I'll have to drive you to drink. Only I ain't allowed no drink, neither. This is... Toast, cold turtle soup and prunes. It's a joke, isn't it? And the worst possible taste. Oh, Sister Trevelyan's a sadist. A beautiful, gorgeous, horrible sadist. It's a prisoner's lunch there, and I got a life sentence. But I ain't committed no crime.
Gonna be hot again. Just the job for a day by the pool and lunch in the garden. Primrose! Will you set up the chairs? Mariette can get the drink. Oh, Oscar, you little tyke. Ain't got me coffee on yet.
Morning, dear lady.
Oh, my, who's this? Right, you, Brigadier, under the Sunday starch. Never seen you so smart.
Big day. Important people to see, friends.
Sisters, too, I don't mind that.
And how's Mr. Larkin this morning?
Go and see for yourself. See if you can cheer him up a bit.
Best face forward, eh? Do my best, dear lady.
Oh, Oscar! I'll set your dad on you. He'll make you miserable, all right.
Hey, Larkin, how fares the patient?
Oh, come in, General. Oh, looking spruce and spry this morning. I wonder why. Must be an inspection or something.
Have to make an effort, eh?
God, geez, what's that palm?
De cologne, actually.
Smells like Egyptian harem.
It's all a good show. I hope you don't mind, but I've brought my swimming trunks. We're all going for a dip in the pool. Your dear lady, Mariette Primrose, Sister Trevelyan. Even Reverend Candy may show up, I believe.
Big party, eh? Expect I'll enjoy it from here.
Your dear Memsov suggested it. She also asked me to stay for lunch. Roast duck and green peas, I fancy, she said. Sensational.
Expect I'll enjoy the smell. You can see what I'm having. Make you envious. Just don't swim on a full stomach, General. It might finish up like this. Let it be a warning.
Go to swim before lunch. And then eat under the big walnut tree in the garden. Cool and quiet. And we won't disturb you while you have your afternoon siesta. Splendid idea all round.
Marvellous. Perfect. Couldn't have planned it better myself if I wanted to make myself really miserable.
Oh, and I believe there's just a chance that Angela may come. She telephoned but wasn't sure.
Angela? Oh, Only hope she hasn't aged a lot. Seems like a 10-year stretch since I saw her last.
How droll laughing, no, very droll.
Oh, Mr. Candy! I hoped you'd come over.
How could I resist? I surrendered to temptation. But I say, Primrose, I'm not much of a swimmer.
Can't be good at everything. You're good at other things.
Am I?
Anyway, we're going mushrooming later. The two of us.
Are we? Oh, are we?
And Ma would say this life ain't worth a hatful of crab, Sid. Listen to that lot. They want me too busy enjoying life. Well, I don't want them. I don't want anybody. Don't want visitors. Damn all visitors.
Who is it? If you want to come in, come in. I don't want any tea.
Sweetie, I am not the bearer of tea.
Angela.
Darling man. It's me. They tell me you need a night nurse.
Oh, God, Angela, I do. I need you. I do, night and day. Oh.
I came up earlier, darling, but you were fast asleep. Cruel to disturb you, but now you're awake, I can disturb you, can't I? And you can disturb me. How is my dearest man? Haven't seen you since the Ice Age.
This is the Ice Age, Angela.
Oh, I have to warm it up, then. Do you like my blue cosy? Not too brief, is it? There, for example, doesn't show too much.
Oh, it's fine.
I bought champers and a box of cigars. Like this?
Not allowed. Give them the rabbits.
A girlfriend of mine knows a type in Reims who loads her with the stuff every time she beds down, which is with a fair amount of frequency, and not only with him. Amusing creature. When asked if she preferred it sweet, dry, or extra dry, she said, demi-sex.
Oh, yeah.
Ma's dinner was marvellous. I must say, our Mr. Candy is a changed man. He practically killed a whole bottle of Volnay on his own.
He's around here all the time. He even came up to see me once or twice. Expect he's in another comes to bump into Sister Trevelyan. They're all at it.
Well, I'm here to bump into you. Sweetie, let me look at you. Oh, my lamb. Shattering to see you like this. Give me your hand. Put it there. No, just there. Nice.
It's no use, you know, for crying out, Jenny. It's no use.
I must say, the Volnay seemed to have no effect on Mr. Candy. After lunch, he insisted on taking your Primrose away for a 10-mile walk or something. Most athletic. I asked him if he was training for the decathlon, but he said he hadn't read it yet.
I'm a bit surprised at you, Mr. Candy. Where did you learn all that?
All what? All that? I picked it up as I went along.
Best way. Next time you'll be able to play it by ear.
Certainly not, Primrose. I shall play it exactly the way we played it today.
Sweetie, is there something I can do for you? All you have to do is say the word. Just name the game and I'm ready to play.
Play with you, Angela? I couldn't even play dominoes.
What's the matter, really?
Oh, second heart attack, that's what. Have to be careful. Next one's the bone house. Tail of the bleeding snake.
No light at the end of the tunnel, that's what. Listen. I'm taking a house over at Latouquet for August and September. You know, gorgeous sunbathing all day, casino at night, walks in the forest, picnics on the beach, lovely wine.
Yeah?
I thought you and Ma might share. As my guests, of course. You remember France.
Yeah, of course I remember.
And I might get my chum from Reims to share, too. She's a great sharer. Shared more beds than anyone since Catherine the Great. Something to look forward to. You and Mark had come about the 25th. How's that? Oh, dear sweet man, what's happened to you? Have to do something, haven't we? The heart has many... We'll think of something. Don't you worry.
Angela?
sweetheart.
Tell Ma if anyone else wants to come visiting today, I don't want them.
I'm sorry I stayed so long.
Oh, no, not you. You're my old firework.
Do my best. Promise. Think of France. August 25th, that's your date. Think of that.
Yeah, right.
Say I will.
I will.
Darling man, that makes you married to the thought, if not to me.
Yeah, is it?
Well, you know.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I can smell honeysuckle, wild clover, and Spanish chestnut. The road to excess heightens the senses, don't you think?
Exhausts them, too.
This reminds me of my favorite poet, John Donne.
Quote then.
When thou hast done, thou hast not done, for I have more.
Oh, Prince. Four champagne cocktails as requested.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. Can we wake up everybody? Cheers. Here, cheers, cheers, cheers. Now, Angela, how did he strike you, Papa? Me?
Didn't strike me at all, darling. Abysmally disappointed. Very low, I thought.
You say that again.
Any suggestions? I feel he needs something to look forward to.
Like a child looking forward to Christmas?
Sort of thing, yes.
Yes, I agree. There comes a time when the psychological approach could be the answer.
Not sure altogether old with that. See, on telly, kid hits its grandma with a poker and nicks her old age pension. They punish it with psychology instead of a good belt.
I didn't quite have that in mind.
Actually, I reckon that what Pop wants is something to make him good and angry.
Angry?
Livid.
Oh, no, I don't think that would work. That'd finish him completely. His art would never stand it.
I'm not sure Angela hasn't got something.
Oh, I can't see it. Look, what happened when he got mad with old Nurse Soapette? Said him that week.
I don't think we should underestimate the curative powers of anger. After all, as it says in the scriptures, the refiner's fire and all that, and he shall purify.
You don't mind.
What are you on about, Charlie?
It means that fire not only burns and kills, it also refines and restores. You follow me?
All the way to the blacksmith, darling.
Well, I've never heard anything like him. Just shows your education will get you if you don't watch it. Oh, the mushroomers are back at last. Yeah, where are they then?
Where what, Ma?
Mushrooms.
The mushrooms. Yeah. Well, they turned out to be toadstools.
Awfully deceptive from a long way off.
Not only mushrooms neither, if you ask me.
And you're just in time, Mr. Candy. We were discussing Pop and saying that he probably needs some treatment other than medicine to get him going again. Angela suggested a spot of anger, and I was trying to quote that bit from the Bible about the refiner's fire and he shall purify, but I couldn't remember chapter and verse.
Oh, couldn't you?
The tigers of wrath are wiser than the horses of instruction.
Beg pardon? That's education again, I suppose.
Which oyster does that pearl come from, sweetie?
The marriage of heaven and hell. Blake.
Fancy. Well, something's got to be done about Pop, that's for certain. Don't know about tigers and horses, but if things go on like this much longer, I'll have to get a lodger.
I don't know, but I might just have the perfect answer.
Here you are, Pop. Two nice ladies to see you.
Mr. Larkin.
Mr. Larkin. How are you?
How are you?
Not so dusty. Not so dusty, you know.
Everyone's been so distray about you.
Distray? Have I distray, really?
Absolutely. How are you, really?
Oh, not bad. Taking two steps forward and one back, as the grasshopper said when he fell over the tripwire in the fog.
He looks very pale.
He does. We mustn't tire him. No, mustn't you?
See ya!
Oh, lovely.
Mr. Paul?
Oh, please.
Oh, I've heard you practice.
Seems to come to a dead end lately, though.
Yeah, do you mind?
Help yourselves. There's salmon and cucumber sandwiches. Oh. Biscuits, cakes, tarts, and I don't know what. Dig in.
What? Oh. I meant to ask you, how's Edith? I haven't heard a peep out of her since that business, you know?
Well, nobody has seen Edith for a long time.
She's gone broody or something.
There are rumours. Some say she's on holiday.
And some in a home.
A home? I don't sound so good.
Well, we'd rather discount it.
We discount the holiday, too. Her windows were open when we came past.
She'll be all right. It's her turn season.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I must give her a tinkle. Ask her to babysit for you one night while sister goes out.
There's just one thing we wanted to ask you, Mr. Larkin.
One teeny thing?
Yeah. Ask away. Pay the work. Through its homies, Mom.
You're always so generous, you see, when we ask for help with our causes.
You give so willingly.
The wallet's in the top drawer there. Help yourself. What's it for this time, anyway?
It's for our fund.
What sort of fund's that?
Our fund?
For saving England.
England?
England.
So we're thinking of pigs in it, then?
Yes. They are.
They most certainly are.
You are pinch in England?
Metaphorically speaking.
Oh, right. What's that mean, then?
Shall we tell him, Mrs. Larkin?
Shall we?
Why not? It's about time.
This place, too, Mr. Larkin.
What do you mean, this place?
Kent, the Garden of England, our villages, our land, our very homes.
All of it?
All of it, Pop. They're going to pinch all of it.
Yeah, what? They're going to do what? Who is? Just you tell me who.
In A Little of What You Fancy, Pop Larkin was played by David Jason and Bar Larkin by Pam Ferris. Mariette, Hetty Baines, Mr. Charlton, Charles Simpson, the Doctor, Max Harvey, the Brigadier, Derek Waring, Reverend Candy, Paul Panting, Primrose by Kathy Sara, Angela Snow, Kika Miralles, Nurse Trevelyan, Claire Oberman, Effie Barnwell, Sheila Keith, and Edna Barnwell, Hilda Schroeder. A Little of What You Fancy was an Excelsior production.
Perfect summer dream. Off to bed at half past two. I see the sun breaking. Perfect. That's what I say.